Right, good evening, members, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting. Can I thank you for coming to this emergency meeting? Apologies for absence have been received from Fred Cagill, Councillor Bill Nash, Councillor Rob Masding, Councillor Brenda Taylor, and possibly Councillor Tony Hill. We have no members of the public, so I'll therefore move straight on to minutes of the meeting held on the 12th of December 2016. They have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Anyone in favour? Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has any member got any pecuniary interest or dispensation or declaration they wish to make in respect of any of the applications tonight? No, thank you. There are no matters of urgent business. So I'll move on to the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington Ward, application 16/2926, full application, 47 Brixington Lane, demolition of garage and construction of attached dwelling and creation of parking area. We have no representations and highways give standing advice. Councillor Nicholas?
Where this house is proposed to go, there's plenty of room because he's on the end and there's a path that goes down through by the school. In the back. Well, he's the end one, and he's got a garage there, and then he's got the very large camper van parked there. So if he, you know, wanted to take the garage down and then build his house on there, there'd still be plenty of parking in the front for him.
Well, it is, and unfortunately, it's making a semi-detached into a terrace again. It's what they like to do when the developers own a corner plot. But there's no grounds.
And at the back, he's not overlooking. He's overlooking a copse at the back, so.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
There's no reason
to turn it down, other than the fact that we don't like them changing semi-detaches into terraces.
But they've already had a precedent set, haven't they, with quite a few in Brixington.
Yeah.
They've had a few actually in Holston as well.
Well, the developers buy the houses that are on the corner plot.
Yeah.
With the view of adding one to the end. Okay, so proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Second application is 16/2948, full application, 3 Marion's Way. Construction of single-storey side extension to allow for conversion of existing garage. There are no comments from statutory consultees and there's no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
I honestly thought this was one of the ones that we'd seen just recently.
Very similar.
Yeah, I don't think we can do anything about this either.
Well, the way the next door's garage is sort of on an angle from him, you know, so he's virtually going up to the, he's still going to have a garage, but they're just turning it, I think the original garage is being turned into a family playroom, and then he's building out on the side, going right up to the boundary at points.
But they're larger these days, aren't they?
It seems so.
Well,
for
so
a garage, everywhere we
And they haven't. They've always said they can. We had that one before where there was absolutely no way you could do any maintenance at all because it was so close to next door's boundary, wasn't it? And your boundary, and there was nothing we could do about that. So I don't think they're going to be able to do anything. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Now move to Holston Ward. Application 16/2920, full application, 18 Byron Way. Construction of first floor side extension above existing garage. Councillor Jill Elson has no objection. We have no representations. Councillor Dumper?
I couldn't see a real problem with this, I must admit. There's a fair amount of space for those,
And a lot of them have done exactly the same, haven't they, up the road? And the ones even with parking spaces we weren't able to do anything with, were we?
Approval.
I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Now move to Littleham Ward. application 16/2777, full 1 Radden Style Lane, loft conversion including front dormer window, amendments to the planning permission of 16/1437, full to incorporate glazing to sides of dormer. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Disarum?
Thank you, Chair. I note that earlier on 1st of November, there's an email saying that I recall from a phone call that your client wishes to introduce glazing to the side cheeks of the dormer windows so as to capitalise on the views of the estuary, and therefore one suggestion that you may wish to consider is introducing triangular windows into the cheeks of the dormer window you have approval for. This would need to be subject to the new planning application and an assessment of any additional overlooking from the side windows. So I think as far as I can see, if they have got this new for windows that they've said, I don't think there's been any reason to make an objection. So
it's not overlooking, which is the one thing they've said in that email you've just quoted, is it did say it's the subject to it not overlooking or anything?
Not
as far as you're aware?
As far as I'm aware.
It's just overlooking the estuary.
The resubmission to get these windows right, to get the right windows, which was, as someone has scribbled, fundamental change to the design. This will require a new planning application.
Yeah, so that's what he's put forward. Mm. Yeah. Okay, I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? None against, thank you. Now move to town ward. We haven't got anyone here, so we might have to look at this. There's 16/2921, full application. 77 Withycombe Road, construction of single storey extension. Highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Rob Masding has no objection. And we have no representation. So if we just have a look at it and see if we can see anything. Looks a very small single storey extension.
It's a terrace.
Well, 77 is opposite Fear Park, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it? That little bit. Yeah, because 73 is where Miss Hammond used to. Yeah.
It's this extension in
I think 83 is the
corner.
Yeah.
I think it's only it's only a small extension when I looked at it. Yeah, there you go on that isn't that the extension on the east side then?
It here.
Yeah.
And then on the floor plan it's here. This area here.
Yeah.
If you look on the existing
so it's just filling in the space.
You can see
just filling
the
in there,
proposed,
isn't it?
It's all infilled
there
here.
There are probably other ones there though.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think so, and they certainly are in other places nearby, because,
yeah.
I mean, certainly Park Road and Waverley Road and those have got similar, haven't they, where they're built out from their parlour and filled in from the back to the end of their, what I call the old parlour and the outhouse, haven't they?
Yeah.
Certainly have in Waverley Road, so I would think that's similar.
Have you got the location of that?
Certainly.
Oh, it's the one on the other corner. It's the one on the other corner, yeah.
So, I mean, all of that, I mean, I don't think those down there are houses down Park Lane until a little bit further down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of...
And he's obviously got something at the back anyway, hasn't he, look?
Yeah.
He's got something at the very back, so he's not going to be overlooking anything other than his own shed or garage or something.
Yeah,
I've got no problems with that. So, propose, you're happy to second it,
yeah?
Propose and second for approval. All those in favour? None against, thank you. So, one item for consideration, and this is the premises and licence application for Marks and Spencer's Unit 1 Royal Avenue. Marks and Spencer's Simply Food, and this is for premises open hours requested Monday to Sunday, 6 a.m. to midnight. Times requested, and the sale of alcohol on and off the premises and various conditions that the applicant has offered. We were just talking prior to the meeting, discussing that considering it, the size of it, it's a surprise that it's also applying for Sunday for the same hours, but of course that will depend on how much the restaurant actually takes to whether the amount of food part of the premises is still over or under the limit. But I think it's worth flagging up that
Yeah.
You know, that the store as a whole, we understand, is 11,000 square feet, similar to Lidl.
Yeah.
And if it is, then it wouldn't be permitted under Sunday trading to open till midnight. So unless it's because the cafe,
I mean,
you know, unless it's because it's
yeah.
a lot less than 11,000 without the cafe, which it might be.
Sherry and I were making a point. I'd forgotten it was going to be a restaurant there, you know, but obviously from the fact they're selling alcohol on the premise, they obviously want, you know.
It could be that's the reason.
Nice in standard keeping the rest of the premises in town, isn't it?
Yeah, unless it just depends how they classify it. If it's a food store and it's over a certain square footage, then they can't sell alcohol till midnight. But if it's under a certain footage, they can. So, I mean, it's just dependent on square footage, really, whether...
Well, I don't have any problem with Marks and Spencer's anyway.
No, I've not.
Training,
and I think they have offered... quite good measures anyway, and they've put all those measures up, haven't they, rather than being asked. I mean, it's got, as you said, Jerry, staff training to ensure that in case of doubt whether purchases over 18 refuse sales, till prompts to remind staff at the point of sale of alcohol. So actually they've got more in place than an awful lot of other places that we have, and they're also part of the Challenge 25 scheme. So I think, subject to just, you know, ratification that it's for Sunday as well, I don't have a problem with it.
No.
Has anybody else got any observations they want to make?
No. If they are selling food and alcohol for consumption of all premises, then I can understand them wanting to treat a bit like everyone else.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. It wouldn't be that, it'd be the licensing laws of food, you know. I don't have a problem with it, no.
No,
okay.
I don't have any problems with it.
No, right. Mm. In that case, we'll support that application. We're just asking clarification on that. And then the East End District Planning applications, 29 Foxholes Hill, we objected to, which was in Littleham, which I think is the one that Bill had quite a lot to do with the umpteen different changes we've had, isn't it? It's the one that's had quite a lot of changes, isn't it?
It's on the slope on
the
corner there.
Yeah, the one that's having all sorts of difficulties, isn't it? And the 30 Louisa Place, I think, is disappointing, and obviously, as I'm not in that ward, I don't know what the actual decision notice said, but I think this is the one that was next door to Pengarwick, that there is a difficulty with light. So I hope that whatever's a condition of approval, they have thought about that, because it is going to be difficult for the people on the ground floor of Pengarwick with light. So with that, those were the two. Otherwise, I think that's as we did. There being no other business, I'll close the meeting.
Excellent.
Thank you.